Everybody ready to fly now? Come on. You gonna fly now?
Oh, I got the frequent flyer miles, man. I can fly. I can fly all day.
Chris, why did you make me chase your car all the way here? I am exhausted.
Honestly, you looked like you were a little out of shape.
Hey!
Chris, she's not out of shape. She's tired looking.
Shut up! All right, too low, too low. You want to see my right hook?
I'm sorry. Is she pregnant?
I'm going to punch
my God. All right. We're going to have to stop this right here.
I know. I'm sorry. We've got our testosterone all high because we just saw Creed, and that makes us say awful things to women, and I'm sorry.
Yes. I thought we were at the roast of Sarah.
Where aww. I just sob uncontrollably because I can't take a joke.
Wait, so every Sunday is a roast of Sarah?
That I'm not invited to.
Wait, well, we have
Sunday?
A good time.
Yeah, I guess.
So this is the first annual roast of Sarah. No, it's not. It's a review for Creed. I'm Chris.
This is Herman.
Diva.
Sarah.
JC.
I'm some guy.
You're some guy.
That guy.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's. I'm not really surprised everybody came out of the woodwork for this one, because come on, it's Rocky VII.
Yeah. No, come on. This is the best Creed movie in the entire franchise. And that's an honest statement. That is an honest statement.
Well, only in terms of, like, films that are actually called Creed in the franchise.
No, but, like, it's in the franchise, but this is definitely a passing of the torch movie.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see Creed.
You only see color and race.
I mean, in many ways, this is kind of, I think, I'm just getting out of the way. At its worst, it's a little overcalculated to balance Rocky One.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. where you're like, wow, you guys are hitting a lot of the same beats as
Rocky
One.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of, yeah, at its worst, I would agree with that.
Yeah, and that's, you know, not a problem. Like, for instance, my girlfriend went to go see it, and she was like, that was great! and I was like, yeah, well, it's kind of a lot like the first one. I was like, yeah, but I didn't really see that ending coming. I was like, yeah, well, and then she just hit me.
Yeah.
Anyway, indirect spoiler time.
No, here's the story. You've got Michael B. Jordan recovering nicely from the initial knockout from Fantastic Four. Got up before the count was down and is playing the son of Apollo Creed, the illegitimate son of Apollo Creed, who named Adonis, which, by the way, people don't ever name your kid Adonis.
If
you're Apollo, your son has to be Adonis.
Yeah, no, it was quite
I guess
more
it's
like
better than Icarus.
Ares or something. I don't know.
Who was Apollo's son in Greek mythology? Was it Adonis?
Apollo Jr.
I don't know, but Adonis
is like,
isn't Adonis supposed to be like the most perfect specimen of humanity? You're like, way to put an ego.
Not disagreeing with that.
Boom.
Fair enough.
I mean, he was cut.
The only
He's
thing
pretty.
That is weird about the name, though, is that he would give his illegitimate son like a name like Adonis. Like,
well, I'm guessing the mom did it. It was kind of like,
well, yeah,
she
I mean,
was
he
into
was
Greek
She's like, I totally banged Apollo. My kid's Adonis.
And the kid was like born after he had already died. So he never even had a chance to make a decision what his relationship was going to be to this kid.
Yeah, yeah, which is kind of worse than a fucking run. It's a fucking die.
Yeah. but so this kid is you see where he's a little kid. He's, you know, in and out of juvie because he's always in fights. And, you know, his mom had died when he was young as well. And then basically the Apollo Creed's real wife, played by Mrs. Bill Cosby.
Felicia Rashad.
I was going to say, she looks great.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, she's like beautiful. 80, come on.
Yeah, she comes in and basically says, look, I'm, you know, this is the story. Your dad was Apollo Creed, and I'm not your mom, but I'll be your mom. So come on, let's go back to the house.
It's the same thing happened to me.
Really?
Yeah, wait, I got adopted
Rashad's
by
your
Mrs.
Mom?
Cosby.
I was like, wait, you're Apollo Creed's daughter?
Sure.
Sure.
Can't you tell?
Well, yeah. I mean, okay, so let's bring that up. Michael B. Jordan, I fucking love the guy. I think he's fantastic. But he really was fighting the ghost of Carl Weathers for the entire movie for me.
And
because when I was a little kid, I wanted to be Carl Weathers. I thought he was the badass-ass guy that
Action
I had ever
Jackson.
Seen. You know, he can take on a predator. He'll lose, but still, he can take one on.
He lasted longer than some.
Yeah, that is true.
Lasted longer than Shane Black.
Yeah, but so, yeah, no, that really was in my mind as a moviegoer. Like, man, he's really got to pull something out so that he distinguishes himself from Carl Weathers, which was a great parallel for the actual movie.
Well, story. Yeah, because he wants to, the fighting's in his blood, and despite the fact his mom doesn't want him to fight, he can't help himself, and he's
a scrapper.
But he doesn't want anybody to know he's Apollo's son, because he wants to make it on his own. So he moves to Philadelphia, and the first thing you do when you want to be distanced from your dad is go get trained by his own old friend slash nemesis slash mentee, and Rocky Balboa.
And I have to say, like, we give the audiences that come to these free screenings a lot of shit, and it's deserved. Especially because in this one, so many of them had no idea that Sylvester Stallone was going to be in this movie.
Yeah. What? Yeah. How do you know that about the...
Did you not hear, like, when his first time on screen?
Well, I heard the nonstop talking in the theater.
Well, no, they were, like, laughing, and they were like, oh, it's Rocky. And I was like, are you serious?
I think they're just excited.
No, they were hoping that it was going to be a movie about the band.
Oh, my gosh. No, they didn't.
No one. No, you didn't catch that?
Who would show up?
It was a band.
Nickelback could probably show up.
It was a good 20% of the audience, and I was like, "Are you kidding?"
Yeah, there were gasps.
Really?
Yeah.
And awesome.
I had the same reaction. I was like, "So you've missed all the media surrounding this film, all of it."
People are simple.
Even the poster.
Yeah. Hey, those were the same people who brought that 3-year-old girl in to go see this, who fell asleep
blocked out 4 seats so she could run back and forth.
Oh yeah,
two
are you
parents?
Kidding me? Is that what happened?
That happened at the last screening, too. Yeah, that's a new phenomenon, apparently.
So, like, about, like, what's his face? Adonis trying to make it on his own name. The only points in which he, like, progresses and makes it are not on his own. It's using the Creed name. He got to know Rocky because he was Apollo Creed's son. He got the big fight in the end because he was Apollo Creed's son. So, like, the whole message of, like, doing it on your own and working hard was a little bit lost.
I would agree, except for the part where he actually put his body and his time and his effort into training.
Yes, yeah, but he would never have gotten in that fight.
Well, true, but serendipity often serves in many different ways.
Yeah,
and I would nepotism.
Argue it's about accepting who you are, and his father is...
Yeah, see,
Apollo
Creed.
He was fighting it, and why fight it?
And the movie has, like, so many allusions to that, like, down to, like, you're fighting yourself in the ring. Yeah. They keep going about it. You're fighting yourself. It's like, yes, but for him, he's fighting his father in many ways.
Yeah,
but the other thing is, like, man, you just got to be, you got to accept, you got to move on. You got to be you, who you are, and who he is indeed Apollo Creed's son, and he's not able to transcend all that anger that makes him make stupid decisions until he, puts on the shorts.
Right. Yeah. to that point, I'd just say I feel like he gets his mind changed about that at the right moment. It seemed organic to me. Like, I get what you're saying to a certain extent, but at some point he had to come to grips with who he is, and I felt he did that at the right time.
Well, I think some of the strengths of this movie are those quiet moments. Well, first of all, Stallone's performance blew me away. I'm not gonna.
So good,
I cried in two different parts. Like, the scene in the jail cell.
Yeah.
Holy crap! And the scene after he's diagnosed with a problem, and he
just say it.
Erectile dysfunction.
Erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, sorry.
Anyway, in this, like, heart to heart moment he has in the gym, and I was misty-eyed. And this is, like, Sylvester Stallone, who, in my life, I love the guy, but to me, he's, like, an action star. I haven't seen him act since Rambo. You know, like, the first one subtle and gorgeous.
He's had a few, Copland.
Yeah.
The first two Rockies.
Well, I think,
Rocky,
like, recently.
Balboa.
Yeah. Like, even Rambo. Like, the fourth Rambo is kind of a mockery of itself and how violent it is. And even though I still love it, and throughout the movie, I was just thinking, like, what is it about this character that gets this out of Stallone and no other character gets this?
Yeah.
Like... No, it's true. Like, the high points of his career, to me, are indeed all Rocky films.
Right.
You know, I mean, like, there's only one film in this whole series, I would say, don't even watch it. Yeah. I mean, like, even 4, which is not a good movie.
No, 4 is
still
fun.
It's still something that you should watch. You're going to have fun with it. I recommend a few beers. But,
well, I was thinking, like, 5 is just Drek, and then 3, as much as I love Mr. T, was just ridiculous.
Oh, 3 is ridiculous, but that's the thing, is it's like... 4 is like the airplane spoof of 3. you know, almost, yeah. where it's like three is like, okay, the first movie to really build up all is America, yeah! And it's like kind of bigger than life, but it still managed to come in under the level of completely absurd. And then four is like, fuck it, let's just go full blown absurd. So he's literally fighting the continent of Russia.
Yeah, so in this one, it is an international match, and I'm really glad that they didn't do Patriot boners because Reagan isn't president anymore.
Well, when are we going to see the prequels with CGI Polly?
Aw, we don't want to see that.
But he's going to do flips.
Polly was one of the only things that used to, that drive me crazy about the Rocky films. I'm always like, oh, Polly, shut the fuck up. Rocky, why do you hang out with that guy? Oh, but I mean, no. I get the point is that Rocky's the guy who brings home the like the biggest losers in the world with him. He's like, I can't help it. I'm gonna fall in love with the ugliest girl on the block. And I'm going to be friends with the biggest douchebag on the block.
Okay, hey, he was supposed to be like the simple, everyday working class man from Philly.
Yeah.
They all sound like that. Have you ever been to Philly?
Oh my gosh.
True. He does actually have a speech to play, but still.
Yes, I know. It works for him.
Yeah. It does work for him. And he has managed to parlay it into a lovable old man thing in later in life. I mean, like in Rocky Balboa as well, where you're like, he's just... You're so sad, and yet he's still, like, got the heart of a lion,
you know,
as it were.
But he doesn't do it in a Clint Eastwood way. He doesn't do it like, I'm an old badass. It's like, hey, you know, you fall apart.
Well, that's the thing with Rocky. Rocky's always been, like, at heart, the sweetest guy in the entire world.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, I fight because I have to.
And he's got a shitty restaurant.
Yeah.
He's got a
shitty
house.
That's
it looks like shit.
It look, well, it's Philadelphia. It's like, they
it's
all look that
shit.
Way.
It's shit. He owns it.
He owns it.
It's his own shit. He's got a shitty house. He's got shitty clothes. But, I mean, you can't tell me you wouldn't want to fall asleep on the couch with Rocky Balboa.
I just want to hear him talk. And tell, like... vulnerable stories about how he feels about stuff. I don't know. I just was totally, like, taken aback by their performance.
And then it'll make you some pasta.
Yeah, I was surprised by it. To be honest with you, I'm expecting the, you know, the stereotypical Stallone. And then there I was, like, I want to hug him right now. You know, like, different moment.
He kind of looks like if you've been soaking in the tub for too long and you look at your toe and you're like, ugh.
Honestly, it's just refreshing.
Okay?
I wouldn't want to hug him.
I feel
but
a little
I,
different.
I do want to be mentored by him.
Wow, harsh. All I can say to you is TikTok.
What are you trying to say, Herman?
Shut the fuck up, Joe.
I've never been.
Let Herman talk.
Yeah, so thank you. I appreciate. Thank you, Sarah. You know, I've never been the biggest fan of Stallone, but it was just so refreshing to see him playing his age. You know, he's like so many of those, you know, action stars like, you know, Bruce Willis or Schwarzenegger, who just, they want to keep reliving the glory days. But Stallone's like, look, I'm old. I don't know how old he is. I assume he's up there, you know. But to see him, like, to say, like, no, this is my time is done. The spotlight's about, like, this kid who I want to help. And I really identified with that. And to me, this movie almost felt like, even though I haven't seen the fifth film, it felt like a remake of that movie. I guess the fifth movie is about a fix on that movie. Yeah, exactly.
Which was him training the young kid, new next thing. Mm-hmm. Except that movie completely did not work. No. Fell apart. This was like, you know what we should do? We should do that plot and mix it with the plot of the first movie. And
it's just almost like you can take out five completely, go from four to what six was, and honestly, have this be the sixth one and be like, that
I'm
makes
so
sense.
Confused.
They acknowledge in this movie.
I've seen one.
They acknowledge in this movie that he has a son. And that's the only time for the five. Like, you literally can skip that film in the run of these films, and you'd never know you were missing.
You could skip three.
Wait, was Milo in Rocky?
No, so yeah, Milo Ventimiglia. Yeah, it was in Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
If ever I wanted to see somebody punched, it was that dude. So it's unfortunate I haven't seen that.
And speaking of punching, I really loved the fight scenes. They were tense. Like, I was nervous, and it was well shot and amazing and beautifully. What do you call it? Like the
choreographed?
And then the
long takes is what his first professional fight. The entire thing is one take, and it's done beautifully. You've never seen a boxing match shot like that.
Yes,
and even his entrance into the final fight is all one take too. And that boxing movies, there's been so many of them. And Southpaw had the same problem where it's just like, this is a good movie. I just don't know why it doesn't work, probably because there's too many boxing movies.
Mm-hmm.
But in this one, those two shots specifically lent something different to the boxing film, and that was I could, yeah, in the middle of those shots, I was like, I can't believe this guy's doing this. Like, this is, I've never seen this.
Well, I think it's because, not to be that jackass, but it really wasn't a boxing movie. It was a movie about the human experience peppered with boxing scenes. Yeah. But that's actually true.
Well, like, the first two-thirds of it, you're exactly right. And then the last third is a Rocky movie.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, let's get the punch in.
You could do it, get off!
Like, you could hate the first two-thirds of this movie. But when it gets to that last third, you're going to be on the edge of your seat, just going like, this, I mean, the whole final match, I'm just like, yeah. Like, ooh, dodging in my seat, going, no, hit him, fuck that guy.
I kind of would want to talk to the person who like sits through all that, and at the end of the third, I go, oh, that was a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, honestly, I actually preferred the two thirds, where at the last third of the film, I thought it slowed down until that final fight.
Right.
And I wasn't the biggest fan of the fights, especially the second one, where even up there they were shot in like in one take. There, a lot of them were filmed very close, and maybe you can feel the force of those punches, but some of the fights just didn't work for me.
I actually don't think they're the best film fights of the series, and part of the reason for that is it has a lot to do with the fact that watching heavyweights fight is always more fun than watching lightweights fight, and that's just period true. Yeah. And so you watch the early Rocky films, you're watching guys who are built like tree trunks knock the living shit out of each other, and here you're watching two guys who are in great shape but pretty
trolls
skinny,
fighting
knocking the shit out of each other. Well, and it's clear in some of these shots that, like, you know, I'm watching some of it, and I'm like, you know, so especially some of the missed punches, I'm like going, okay, Michael B. Jordan's not actually a fighter.
Yeah.
That was a shot they should have edited out or retook or something like that, because it just didn't look like a real fight for a second.
But it also kind of works in that they also acknowledge that he's not at the top of his game. At the end of this fight, he's still not at the top of his game, because he's still a very young and experienced fighter.
True. Mm-hmm. Well, let's go to final thoughts. Sarah, why don't we hand it to you first?
So I've only said negative things so far about this movie, but in real life, I enjoyed it a lot. I had some issues with it being just a little bit too cute at certain points. But it was an enjoyable film. I think the fight scenes were excellent. I love the fact that they didn't cut away when the guys got hit. So you really felt the full force of the punch instead of just like seeing the swing and then cut to like a long shot or something like that where they actually hit. You see the swing and the hit in the same shot, which I think was great. I think Michael B. Jordan was very good, but I feel like there was something, he could have gone a little bit deeper. I feel like he didn't quite dig himself into an emotional like hole when he was at his low points. So I'm going to give it 7 out of 10 saggy lips on Sylvester Stallone.
Herman?
You know, I have limited experience with the Rocky films. Like, I've seen the first one and the fourth one, so both extremes. I preferred the first two-thirds of this film. I liked the human drama. I wasn't so big on the fights, but I guess it isn't the point of this movie, but you know, I think the standout actor to me, I think, is Sylvester Stallone. Even though it's Michael B. Jordan's movie, I was just so shocked to see Stallone playing his age and like, look, I'm an old fighter and I'm retired and I just want to be left alone until obviously he trains Adonis. But if I have to give this film a rating, I give it 8 out of 10 mumbled lines by Sylvester Stallone.
JC?
I mean, I'm a co-host on Inside the Locker, so obviously I love sports and I love sports movies. This is kind of everything I love about both sports movies and sports in general. One of the difficulties a lot of people have with, you know, liking sports is you're essentially rooting for millionaires who, you know, kind of don't have any real problems or, you know, things like that. And you manage to root for Adonis, and it's kind of in that same situation when you look at, he lives in Apollo Creed's house.
Which is not exactly a hovel,
right? Yeah, he has a pretty good job that he throws away so he can fight, and there's no real reason why on a personal level you should root for him, but you the movie does a great job in portraying his struggle and wanting to establish his own name, and it's just kind of everything I love about sports. I love the way it was shot. To echo Sarah's point, like, Michael B. Jordan was great in it. And he is a fantastic actor, and I think he's going to be even better. I think we've seen him good in a lot of other movies. I haven't really seen him evolve from, like, you know, like, that's Michael B. Jordan. That's a lot of his personality was in this character, and you haven't really seen him lose himself completely in a character yet in his career. And so I'd still like to see that, and so I'm not going to be in the same boat as a lot of people that, like, think he knocked this one out of the park. He did a great job, but yeah, I'd love to see him lose himself in a character one day. I hope this was going to be it, but just not quite it. Mm-hmm. All that being said, I still love this. It maintained, you know, a lot of the feel of a Rocky movie. It fits in perfectly with the franchise, even though it kind of echoes a lot of the same beats as the first one. I would give it 9 out of 10 Peeping Tom Turtles.
I don't understand the Peeping Tom Turtles thing.
The turtle and the turtle.
Oh. Yeah. By the way, he's been there since
Creeper
the first
turtle.
Movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he bought the pet to the turtle at the very
that
first
That is
movie.
The reference that I missed, because I was like, why does everyone care about the Fraterium during that scene? Anyways, so, not to be punny, but I just feel this movie pulled its punches.
Whoa!
It was, yeah.
Where's Brian?
It was too safe. I actually think it was a really safe bet kind of a movie. I think it didn't have any edge. But I love the performances. I think the writing was a little rough. Even though I've been saying really great things about it, I'm really torn with this one because I think it had the opportunity to really blow some social issues out of the water, which would have been fun. But at the same time, it skirts around all of it. And it just kind of turns into this cheesy bubblegum movie about, it's almost like a repeat of these it's a repeat of the series before it. So, but I love the cinematography in it. I love the acting in it. So I'm going to give it like 6 black eyes, I guess.
Black eyes or black eyes?
Black eyes.
Black eyes.
Black eyes.
Black eyes,
yes.
Got you.
Like someone punched you in the face and you have a black eye.
Jump.
Well, it was utter and contemptible shit. No. No. Wait, hold on. No, I'm actually going to stay consistent with what I've been saying throughout. I see.
He just called you out.
I like parts of it.
In the right corner, we have Joe. In the left corner, Diva. Let's get ready to rumble.
The gloves are off.
Yeah, which he was in that.
Yeah, he was.
I see all the different points about, like, maybe not delving too deeply into things, and maybe the acting wasn't going as balls deep as one was hoping. But I think that this is very much a transitional fossil. Like, this is setting up for a continuation and an evolution that, if Rocky is going to stay a franchise, really needed. And I'm personally on board with saying, instead of a Rocky franchise, like, make it a Creed franchise. Because Rocky can't, like, I bet if they make another one, he's going to fucking die in the next one.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan Coogler is
about
it.
It's like he has to.
Ryan Coogler has mentioned that he wants to do 2 more films.
Well, I think they should. This is a movie.
Did he fight Mr. T's son?
Yeah!
Drago's son.
And he's got like
Yeah, Drago. That has to be the sequel. Yeah.
Like, or just T's Drago. Son? He's just like, oh, yeah, just this like one's for Rocky. Boom. But they already beat me. Too bad. Boom. But no. So I think that this is a movie that is showcasing a lot of potential while at the same time being damn entertaining. There were parts that I agree, like, I used to be in the whole kickboxing world, and my teacher was the world welterweight kickboxing champion, and it was always great because
humble brag.
Well, I didn't say his name, did I? But
it was Mr. Miyagi,
name, though.
But,
it wasn't a name drop. It was
but
skill
before
drop.
Fights, like,
it was worse.
Fighters, when they're doing matches, like the way that they just like completely check out of reality. And then, even though they're not saying anything, they're not doing anything, they become the scariest thing that you have ever been around. I'm not saying that he had to do that, but there was very little transition of him of like, I'm just training boxing, and I'm about to get ready to put my body in front of a freight train. You know, the stuff like that. Those were the little things that, that I guess only like an actual boxer would know about.
The guy, Tony Bellew, played the villain boxer, whatever, what got that much more. Before, he's like, yeah, he's a thug and he's scary. But the moment he's in the ring, you're like, this dude's a psychopath. Yeah. Get the fuck out of his way.
Yeah, but then when he's done, he's like, yeah,
you, oh, it's all good.
What up, bro?
Yeah. What's up, bro?
But yeah, so those, I mean, those were the little things where I was like, and as we talked about off mic, the prosthetics that they used for the battle damage were just laughable.
Yeah.
And they were featured way too much. I think the music is not quite as timeless as perhaps just like a blaring horn number like in previous Rocky movies. Although Eye of the Tiger is obviously very dated.
What?
I did feel like the iconic Rocky score, it wasn't played all throughout the movie, mm-hmm. which I feel would have been wrong. The one time they played it was the perfect time.
Exact moment you needed to hear it.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
So, no. That's you know, that's to the point.
I forgot to throw that in.
It's almost a spoiler to say it. You know?
Was that before or after the gratuitous flame throwing from the mouth? Like, that was like, come on.
That's a good point. I mean, they should have edited that down. I guess there's a lot of posturing in boxing. Or,
oh, yeah.
You know, but,
or any big fight thing. That's pretty normal.
Is it?
These days, yeah.
Yeah, so I would say that it definitely evokes the spirit of the original, and yeah, it definitely mirrors the original Rocky, but with good reason. You know, it's almost like, you know, the hero's tale. But I would give it 9.5 love childs.
What?
All right, Joseph Campbell.
out of 10 love childs.
What?
Those were 10 were never meant to be.
Why do you have half a child?
Dude, I don't want
to. He used to be a stage magician.
Oh, it's a prosthetic.
I agree with pretty much what everybody's saying. I think ultimately for me, most of my enjoyment of this came because I'm just a huge fan of this franchise. I mean, I've watched them all multiple times, and there's that point. You know, I mean, when they finally play the music, tears sprung to my eyes because I'm just like, oh, God, I love this series. Kick his ass! But, like it's weakest. It is so calculated in so many ways that you can see the mechanics grinding behind it and the whole, like, yeah, we need to bring in this new star and, like, find a way to keep this franchise going. And pretty much hit all the beats from the first movie at the same time. Yeah. Shamelessly, almost. Another problem is indeed that Michael B. Jordan, whenever you put him in the same room with Sylvester Stallone, looks like he can't act. He can, but Sylvester Stallone's just acting his ass off in this movie. Mm-hmm. It's a long shot, but I don't think anybody would be shocked if he got a Best Supporting Actor nod for this film.
Yeah.
You know, if nothing else, if a, you know, one of those lifetime achievement, like, nomination things that they give you in the form of Best Supporting Actor.
Well, it's his turn.
Not saying Michael B. Jordan's bad, but you're right, JC. He's just not there yet. He's very charismatic and likable, but when it comes time for him to really dig deep, he just doesn't seem quite able to do it yet.
I feel like he's going to lose himself in a role one of these days, and it's going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah, and maybe it just has to do with he's just not right working with the right director. That can make all the difference. Now, this is guy's worked before. Ryan Coogler did Fruitvale Station, where I think he did do a great job, probably his best performance. But even in that, I think I said the same thing. I was like, he's not quite there yet. He's so close. Yeah. We didn't even mention the girl he meets in here, played Bianca, played by Tessa Thompson, who looked like Lisa Bonet's.
I know.
Weird,
like,
right?
She's not Lisa Bonet.
But she does. She looks like a Bonet. It's partially because she's got the long braids. Yeah. And we always associate with Lisa Bonet. That and the fact that Mickey O'Rourke had sex with her and then killed her. But anyway, did that not happen in this movie?
That's another one. And I love that one, actually.
I do
that's
too.
A good one.
I'll have to show Sarah that one so she knows what I'm talking about at some point.
I don't.
It's Angel Heart for the record.
Yes, it is.
But I think ultimately, despite all the cornball moments and the predictable moments, I still had fun with it all the way. It's a decent film in the Rocky franchise. It's not one of the best ones, but even like once you get past the two least good ones, everything every other one from that is like essential viewing in my book.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're right. This one didn't have a robot in it.
But there's no robot in any of them.
Yeah, in the fourth one.
Is there a robot in the fourth one?
Yeah, the fourth one is Sonya.
Okay, there's a robot Pauly's in a Rocky movie?
His girlfriend or whatever.
We're watching the rest of them.
Well, that's the third worst, so. Just saying. Anyway, I give this 7.5 disappointed crappy rock bands in the audience out of 10.
If I had one huge gripe with this, and it goes to show you that sometimes there are things you always want to know the answer to, and then you find out the answer, and you're like, oh, I wish I hadn't known that.
Yeah.
If you've ever wanted to know who did win the third fight between Apollo and Rocky, they tell you, and it's kind of disappointing.
Actually, I think he was bullshitting that.
I thought about that too, because in the scenario you're going, he has every reason to not tell the truth in this scenario, and he would never know the difference. So
well, that's true.
I don't know. So we still may not know, JC.
Okay.